Chevra always was supposed to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, to learn together, to grow together, to gain chizik together, to prepare for Shabbos together. So when it starts to say all the Torah, all the chizik, all the Soros, all the brachos are made tonight, is being sponsored anonymously for again their fuos and yeshuos as Hashem Bekarov, for a young girl from a very special family. The people who are sponsoring are mamish like family to me, but are the most incredible people. And the family of this young girl is mamish. There are no words. Very, very, very special people. And they're going through a nisayon, and she's going through a nisayon with a real machla that we have to daven, and hopefully you took the name and you continue to daven. And all the Torah and the chizik asoyers tonight should be for Refu Shalema, for Esther Tehila, Bas Ariel Tipora. May Hashem Bekarav, Bekarav B'soch, Shar Chil Yisrael, Bez Hashem. Mm-hmm. And we learned together a couple weeks ago, Parshas Mishpatim, of how Torah is a big schus for refuah. Torah is a big schus for refuah. It's a Torah and Shabbos. So it's not Shabbos yet, but it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And this is preparing for Shabbos. It's definitely Mekusher to Shabbos. It's covered Shabbos, so we have Torah and Shabbos together. It should be a big schus for the refuah, Bekarav, Rastat Hila, Bas Ariel, Tipora, and she should be strong, and her family should be strong. And there should be very little pain, and just Bekarov, Bekarov, complete Yeshua's inner force.
Amen.
Okay, a lot to learn tonight, Chevra. This is a Torah I saw early in the week, most of it. It's based on a piece from Rabbi Amari's Shvil Pinchas, I don't remember which year, one of the years. It's one of the Torahs I've been so excited to share. You got to put on your seatbelts for tonight. It's mamish a lot of deep Torah, a lot of Ramazim, but come together in incredible ways. And mamish, it's like one of those Torahs, we talk about this sometimes, the different type of shirim that end up just forming. You know, it's a plan. It's really every week what I learn and what talks to me and what talks to my heart is what I want to give over to the Chevra and learn together. And some weeks they're more machshav and musadik and able to, so one or two nice Torahs that we're able to expand upon. And some weeks, like, the Torah itself is just, like, so incredible. And it's like, you can't deny the Eibishter, you can't deny the Emes of Torah, the Emes of the Rabbanu Shalom, the Emes of it's mamish the biggest builder of Amunah, besides for all the Torah, all the chizik we get from it. So here we go. V'atotzitzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu ilech Hashem en Zayazach. Moshe Rabbeinu is being told and being commanded that you're going to command Bnei Yisrael and they're going to bring to you Shemen Zayas Zoch, Kostas Lamar. They're going to bring to you this pure oil crushed in order to Lamar, Lalos, Ner Tamid, to go and to light the menorah. So we're going to start from Echidah. We're going to have some Rimazim, but we're going to bring it together, B'derech HaVadah, we're going to understand. If you take the Rashi Tevos, Shemen Zayas Zoch, at the beginning of this week's parasha, at the beginning of the parasha, it talks all about Shemen Zayas and talks about Shemen Zayas Zoch. So what's the Rashi Tevos? Shin Zayin Zayin. So it's a gematria of Shemen Zayas Zoch. 314 Shkoyach. He's been by my side for all these years. I'm so proud. 314. So the Chidah says exactly the gematria of Mordechai HaYehudi. We're preparing for the Hail Yom Purim. This week's going to be Purim Katan. And many years to Tzave is Zocher. Many years to Tzave is Mamish Purim itself this week. Many, many years. Okay, we have more Hachana. It means the Purim's going to be Gadol, Gadol, Gadol. But already, right away, in this first Pasuk, we're being Merames in the Rosh Tevos, Shemen Zay Zoch, the Mordechai Yehudi. We have to understand what's the kesher. Now, there's a deep kesher vada between Mordechai and Shemen and oil. If you look in the Gemara Chulin, it says all the different characters of Purim, Haman and Esther and Mordechai, and discusses where do we have a remez in the Torah. Esther min HaTorah Minayin, Haman min HaTorah Minayin. Obviously, the story of Megillah is the last book of all of Tanakh, but where's there a remez in the Torah? So we have Esther, and we have Haman, Hamin HaEitz, and you have Mordechai is from a pasuk in Ki Yisisa, Mordoror. Mordechai is from Mordoror. What's that pasuk talking about? Also, the Shemen Zayas, the Shemen that was used for anointing the Kohanim. So we see Mordechai is very connected to this. But Mordechai, more than being connected to this, therefore is connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, v'yikchu elecha, what are they bringing you, Moshe? Shemen Zayas Zoch. And Gematria Rosh Tevos Mordechai Yehudi. And that's Mordechai is being brought to Moshe then. Meaning he's the Mordoror. He's being somehow brought to Moshe. He's connecting to Moshe. It's showing there's a kesher between Moshe and Mordechai. Moshe and Mordechai. Now where do we see this already? There's a very famous Medrash. There's a Medrash. And the Megala Mukos says it, based on this Medrash, that Mordechai was a nitzot, spark, a connection, the neshamas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash says in Esther Rabba Vav Beis, Ish Yehudi Hayab Yishushanei Bira, about Mordechai, right? Ish, calls him an Ish. Melame Yitzhaya Mordechai, Shakol Bedoro Kamosha Bedoro. He was the Moshe Rabbeinu of his generation. Just like him in his generation, Moshe in his generation, Dechsiv Beva Ish Moshe, on a mode. And it goes through, there are many other comparisons in the Medrash, but just like it refers to Moshe as an Ish, it refers to Mordechai as an Ish. Ish, Ish. By the way, Ish just came to me right now, right? Ish is Gematra 311, but with the three Isios is 314 also. So this Ish of Moshe, of Mordechai, Mordechai Yehudi, Shem and Zayazach, it's all one. So we see already, we're hearing there, Amazim, there's a deep connection between Moshe and Mordechai, which we have to explain what that is. See, that's the void. You know, Ramazim are beautiful and are exciting. But you know, this is the way we use Ramazim at this table, and the way I feel strongly is only if we could then bring it down to earth and to Avodah mean something in our lives and help us grow and learn from it. Not that it's not enough if it just mamish opens up our mind to the beauty in Torah, that also would be enough. But the Chidah takes it another step forward. If you take the Gematra of Ish Yehudi, right? Mordechai, Ish Ayab, Ish Shusham, Biron, Ishmael, Mordechai, Ish Yehudi. Ish Yehudi, Mordechai Ish Yehudi. Ish Yehudi is 346, which is Moshe with the Kaila. Moshe with the Kaila, Moshe plus one is 346. So we see again, Moshe and Mordechai were one. Okay, that's step number one. We have to hold on to that, Chevro. We show many are a Muslim and some Farish Medrash. Moshe and Mordechai are one neshama. Moshe and Mordechai is one continuity of life that we have to understand, again, what that means and why is that. Moshe to his generation was Mordechai to his generation. Okay, next step. Parshas Tisaveh has 101 psukim. 101 is Gematra Michael. Michael is 101. Michael is 101. And I saw brought down from the Megala Mukos that Moshe has a deep connection to Michael. Michael is a malach. And Moshe, it's a malach, the Tsar HaGadol. And Moshe is Rashi Tevos, Michael, Tsar HaGadol. So it's a deep connection, Moshe, Michael, this parsha, which is V'yikchu Elecha to Moshe Rabbeinu, 101 Pesukim, Michael. In fact, if you look at the Miloy of Moshe, the depth of Moshe, everyone knows what Miloy is, right? You've sat at this table. It's the letters that we enunciate, that we verbalize, but we don't actually see. So what are the letters of Miloy Moshe? Mem is Mem Mem, so it's a Mem. I mean, the hidden letter is the Mem. Shin is Shin Yud Nun. So what's the Miloy? Yud Nun. So Mem is 40. Yud Nun is what? 60. And Hey is different ways you could spell it, but Hey Aleph is 101. So the Miloy, the hidden letters of Moshe, the depth of Moshe, again, is 101. 101 psukim, which is Gematria Michael, which Moshe is Rashi Tevos, Moshe Sar HaGadol, Michael Sar HaGadol. So Moshe is a connection to Michael, because Moshe, the hidden letters is Gematria Michael, which is 101, which are the psukim of this week's parsha. Okay, so far, what do we have, Chevra? We have Moshe and Mordechai being one, and we have Moshe and Michael being one, but specifically through this connection to 101. 101. Good, you with me?
Yeah.
Good. It's not Zohar. We didn't have to. I mean, hopefully we went to the mikvah and good. But deeper Mazim. Now. Now we're going to start understanding. The Baal Turim famous, one of the most famous, a very famous Baal Turim we all know. Baal Turim here is the first Baal Turim in this week's parasha. I'll read you the words because you've all learned this idea. I don't know if you've heard it from the Baal Turim. The Baal Turim says, Lo hizker Moshe bezeh ha-seder, Masha ein kein b'chol ha-chumish. From the time Moshe Rabbeinu is born, from the time he dies, every parasha has Moshe in it. Every single one. Except for this, what the Baal Turim calls the Seder, is what we call a parasha. Parasha Sisadeh. The only parasha that doesn't have. And what's the reason? V'atam mishum she'amar mecheni na misifrcha asher kasafta. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, and follow, Chevra, you ready? He said, by the Egel, Chet Egel, Hashem wanted to destroy us by Chet Egel. Hashem wanted to destroy us. And what, is that, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Mecheni na misifrcha. Sooner than destroy Bnei Yisrael, wipe me out, erase me from the whole Torah. He's willing to be out of the Torah to save us. And that was a very heavy statement from a Moshe Rabbeinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens and ultimately saves us. But since he said those words, even to say them, it had to be fulfilled a little bit. And one parasha he's left out of, Parasha Tetzaveh, you find him alluded to, Ve'yichu Eilecha, it's talking about Moshe, take it to you. But you don't find his name once in the whole parasha. So again, watch what we have now. We're building, Chevra. We have Ramazim to teach us that Mordechai and Moshe Rabbeinu is one. Shemin Zayin Zoch, Rashi Teva Shin Zayin Zayin, Gematria 314, Mordechai Yehudi. That Mordechai and Moshe are the same Nitzot. So the Medrash is already telling us. And that's why Ish Yehudi's Gematria Moshe with the Kol. And we have Michael's 101 is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's because Moshe, the Miloy of Moshe is 101. And the Mount of Psukim in Tetzav is 101. And now we're starting to build. The Tetzav is, we're talking about Mordechai being like Moshe and all this. Moshe's name's not even in the parasha. What's going on? The one parasha. We're making all these ramazim about Moshe and Mordechai. Moshe's name's not even in the parasha. So first of all, I want to share something. This is just an idea I was thinking about all day today. And I think it's Amos. And I want to suggest that the fact that Moshe's name is not in the parasha, in a certain sense, this parasha is then most connected to Moshe. What do I mean by that? Because if he's physically not there in the exterior and you can't see him, you don't see his name that he represents. But we know he's there the whole time. He's the one that brought us the Torah. He's the one, Moshe Emes V'Soras Emes. He's the one that brings us the Torah. And you see all the Levi, Yikhuei Lech, Levatat Tzitzav, it's all Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to find him in Pnimius. You have to find the deepest depth of Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to dig down deeper. If his guf is not present, it means only his neshama is present. And therefore he's more alive in this parsha than any other parsha. Could be. He's more connected to this parsha. This is Moshe, in a certain sense, I want to suggest, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's parsha, more than any other parsha, because it's deepest depth, it's nister, it's hidden. Right, when do we find our deepest depth? Purim. Purim we're gonna be, Bez Hashem, everyone's invited, of course, the whole world's invited. And it's going to be incredible, and can't wait. Hopefully, we'll be in Yerushalayim or Kodesh, and then we'll have to tell you where. Yeah, it's the last minute. I don't know, Baruch Hashem, if we could use your place. I don't know where. Maybe okay. So there, we'll figure it out. I won't announce the address now. We'll hold off on that. I just want to make sure we have a place. Do we have to confirm with your parents, or it's good already. Yeah, your father. We make it work. Meretz Hashem. But Lemaisa, look, it's got to be in Yerushalayim, but Lemaisa. Once we join with the Vioil, we'll see. We'll figure it out. L'maisa, the void of Ad L'yad B'Baruch Mordechai L'Harmam is Nichnas Yayin V'yata Sod. Right, all avodah is to get to your Pnimius. Ad L'yad, until you know nothing else, because we think we know anything on our exterior, and we have to realize Pnimius, Dick, we know there's nothing. It's like it's Ein Sof. Ad L'yad, Nichnas Yayin V'yata Sod. You got to get to the deepest depth. And that's what we do in this parasha, the Moshe Rabbeinu. You get to his deepest depth. And what was his deepest depth? You know, some people look at Mechenina Misifrcha on some level is like a, it was a call, it was like a punishment to him because he should not have said such a thing that I should be wiped out of the Torah. And maybe he should not have been so intense with the Rabbonu Shalom to say such a thing and argue in such a way. You could suggest that. There are those who say that. After all, again, but if you read Vayter in the Baal Turim, you see something deeper. The Baal Turim afterwards says as follows, you know why this parsha he's not in? The Zua Parsha Medaberes B'tachzizei Kuhuna talks about all of the clothing of the Kohanim, right? All the making of the Big Day Kuhuna. U'Moshe Asa Kuhuna Gadola, let's say. Moshe was supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. Eli Desasir of Lelech B'shlichas HaMakom Nablim Menav Nablarim. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he refused to go to lead us out of Mitzrayim at first, Hashem said, you're losing out now a little bit. And he took away the Kuhuna Gadola and gave the Kuhuna to Aaron. And now it's Parsha talking about the clothing going Gadol. So what? L'kachlo nizker shemosh shemosh barjazu v'mnei agmas nafsho. That sounds like it's a positive. I don't want your name to be here. It will make you feel bad. It will make you feel bad. So this is going to be, if there's one Parsha, Moshe's name not going to be in it, the Parsha, I don't want to throw it in your face that you lost out. Which sounds to me, I'm doing a chesed to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a positive. But it's positive, I want to put these together. It's a positive, but it's built upon Mechenina Misifrecha. And why is that? Just to understand the deepest depth of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was there for others. And he put others above himself. The deepest depth, that's Moshe. I in Sichas, I'm not going to go through the whole piece right now, but if you look at Sichas Musar, by Yikra Moshe, Reb Chaim Shulevitz explains that the essence of his name and the essence of any person is their name. Moshe was min ha'mayim shisiu because Batya risked her life to save Moshe Rabbeinu with the decree to kill every Jewish baby boy. And here she, being the princess, saves him. And that became part of him. To be willing to go do for others even when I might lose out. It became part of him from his very essence. That's why it's his name. Of all the other names which seem more special, Yeren, a name that an Egyptian princess gave her, but that name represented Mesiris Nefesh for others, and that's how what she did to him and became part of him. And that was his greatest trait as a leader and as a gadol and as a tzaddik. Yes, he was the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, knew more Torah than anyone else. And yes, he spoke to God, but you know what his greatest trait was? I'll stop everything and give it all up to help another person and to be there for someone else. What a lesson alone. And those were Mecheni no Mesifrecha. You want to see where you see it in the deepest of ways? Where was Moshe Rabbeinu more than ever else willing to give it all up for others? He was willing to give up everything that he was. Give up kol ha-Torah kula. Give it all up. Mecheni na mesivrecha. He was willing to give it all up to save Klal for others. He wasn't part of Chet Egel. He was up there in Shemayim. He's willing to give it all up. So that's the parsha he's not even going to be found in, because your deepest essence is your depth and not your exterior. So you're not going to see Moshe's name once in this parsha that represents his deepest essence. So this is the parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu. You hear this alone? This is Yesod. This parsha, which doesn't have his name, is the biggest Yesod of Moshe, because it represents that he was willing to give up everything and sacrifice for others, even his place in Torah. But let's understand deeper. You ready, Chever? We're still building. What's that connecting? How's that connect to Mordechai? We'll get back to that in a moment. How's that connect to Mordechai? How's that connect to this, the number 101 with the 101 Psukim, which is Gematria Michael, which is Moshe, which is Michael Sarah Gadol, which is Moshe's Miloy of his shame, of Mem, Shin, Yud, and I'm sorry, Mem, Yud, Nun, and Aleph, which is the Miloy of his name, is 101, all this 101. What do you do at that moment when the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu, besides for saying Mechenina Fesifrecha, what else did he need to do to save us? He broke the Luchos. Meaning, there had to be a punishment, there had to be an Einish. We messed up, we spit in God's face. So Moshe's part of that, besides for arguing on behalf, he broke the Luchos. We didn't deserve the Luchos anymore. And that alone is calming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because okay, they lost out. They lost out in these precious Luchos. They lost out on the luchos from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know what happened at that moment when the luchos brought something that we're pained from until today? The Gemara in Erevin tells us something happened that we're still suffering from, and every one of us in this room will feel this strongly. It says it was etched on the luchos. Ilmale lo nishtvera luchos harishonos lo nishtecha Torah miYisrael. The luchos were first etched. It would have been etched on our brains. It would have been mamish part of us. Chorus is etched on, can't be erased. I mean, the luchos initially was Torah that would have been chakuk, that would have been chorus, that would have been etched in our heart, and I never forget it. You know what would have been if we got the first luchos? Any Torah we learned, we never would have forgotten. How incredible would that have been? How much do we suffer? We like, mamish, we learned something the next day, I don't even remember it, you know? How much do we wish I remembered the Torahs that we learned? It would be life-altering. We see people that somehow have these incredible memories. In other words, the forgetfulness of Torah, the shechacha of Torah, came from the breaking of the luchos. So even Moshe Rabbeinu saved us at that moment. He put his life, he put his whole entire life work on mamish. He was willing to risk it all to save us. Mecheinina mesefraka. To show how much he'd go for us, but at the same time, he had to bring us to forget all of Torah. So B'stama, Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad about that. Meaning, that part he probably, Moshe Oemes B'Torah Oemes. He brought us the Torah, yet he was in a certain sense, obviously for our good, but a cause on some level of the forgetfulness of Torah. So seemingly he'd be the one that wants to fix that, right? He'd be the one that wants to bring that back. And this parsha we're saying is the parsha of that saving us from Chet Egel. Because this is the parsha where his name is not there because of Mecheinina Mesifrecha. So watch this, Chevra. And this parsha is 101 Pesukim, and the Miloy of Moshe's name is 101, and that's Michal, and... You got it all? Chevra came in late, hopefully you're following enough. There's a lot of her Muslim, but... You'll build from here. You could even... If you, even just to get what I'm about to say is mamish. So watch what happens, Chevra. You ready for this? There's a famous Gemara in Chagiga. Extremely kedai. Everything's min hashemayim. I don't know if anyone here is learning daf yomi. But right now, it's about 12 a.m., a few minutes before 12 a.m., which means in Eretz Yisrael it's 7 a.m. If I'm not mistaken, the biggest daf yomi in the world these days, Rabbi Stefanski's daf yomi, is at 7 a.m. in Beit Shemesh. Am I wrong? Does anyone know? I'm pretty sure it's at 7 a.m. So meaning right now, as we speak, Daf Yomi is starting. I have some very special friends. Danny Fine, who listens to this year, was a part of this year, and his entire mishpach. I told the story about his son Shmuel a few weeks ago. The Chevra remembers mamish life-altering. I think of that story every day since. I get people tell me about this mamish life-altering of that son, that where how Daf Yomi changed his life. This week, I saw on my friend Danny's status, his younger son, who's 12 years old, joined the Daf Yomi, made his first siyum on Moed Katan. 12 years old, and you should see the simch of this kid's face and how much he's loving it and talking about it. He was called up to the unbelievable. So what masechta are they starting as we speak this moment? What masechta? Chagiga. So we got to talk Chagiga. So it's obviously kedai that we're right now, as they're starting Chagiga, up to learn a Gemara in Chagiga. Now there's a few blad ahead of Daf Tes. Everything's min hashamayim. The Gemara and Chagiga, the Testament days, you've all heard this Gemara. If you haven't, I don't know what you're doing, but here we go. Ma'idich siv, it's Pasuk, in Malachi. V'shaftim re'isam ben tzadik l'rasha ben oyved alakim l'asher lo avdu. The Pasuk says we want to go and see and understand the difference between a tzadik and Rasha and between someone who serves Hashem and doesn't serve Hashem. So the Gemara asks, Hainu tzadik, hainu oyved alakim, hainu rasha, hainu l'asher lo avdu. It's repetitive. I want to see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, and I want to see the difference between someone who serves God and doesn't serve God. Why does it have to say it twice? Meaning the tzaddik is someone who serves God, the rasha is someone who doesn't serve God. So why I want to see tzaddik, rasha, server, or God, not server. Like, say it once. So we say, avdu v'lo avdu, trevayu tzaddiki gemuri. No, you got it wrong. When the Pasuk says, the one who serves and doesn't serve, it's both talking about the tzaddik. There's a tzaddik who serves Hashem, who's an Eved Elokim, and a tzaddik who's not an Eved Elokim. How so? How do you have a tzaddik who's not an Eved Elokim, and a tzaddik who's an Eved Elokim? Peladik Gemara has so many different tires on. And the Gemara says, the bol sadik gemarino ve eno doime shoyne parko meopamim le shoyne parko meav echar. You can't compare someone who learned something 100 times to 101 times. Meaning, the one who's a tzaddik Eved Elokim learned something 101 times. A tzaddik that's not considered Eved Elokim, whatever that means, only learns 100 times. Is there anyone in this room that's learned something 101 times? Shem Yerachim. I mean, I have no idea. Do we keep count? I don't know. I remember I had a friend, it was very beautiful, he made us see him. I was in L of 2000. No, strike that. L of 1999. I got married Adar Sheni of 2000. This will be my 22nd anniversary, Gimel Adar Sheni, Mir Tashem. And the L before, I had this chus to learn in the Mir. So my third year of Beis Medrash, I was in the Mir, and we learned Makus. It was incredible Zaman. It was incredible. I still am living off that Zaman, MS. And I went through Gemara Shitoisus and that Zman El Zman. It was unreal of Makus. Took a Bechina Makus. It was awesome. A friend of mine was in the yeshiva with me and also learned Makus. A few years later, he made a siyum here in the White Shul when he finished it 101 times. You hear? Mordechai Kletky, Rabbi Mordechai Kletky. He's a Rav in Minneapolis, I think now. His parents still live in Lawrence Avenue. Very close friends of my parents. 101 times. And the obvious question is, what does that mean? Let's be real. Such a difference? 100 under one times? Halavai shechaz something four times, like the line that the Gemara world taught. Five times, six times, eight times, two times. Halavai shechazer. So much more exciting just to learn. You know, chazar is boring. I always tell people, don't ever chazer, don't ever review. Relearn. Every time, if you look at it like you're learning it the first time, it's exciting. Every time you look at it, learn a kilu the first time, you'll see new chidushim. So you try to chazer just to review and to memorize, it's boring, and you don't remember it either. You relearn it. If you relearn it, it's exciting, it's enjoyable. That's how you'll remember it, and that's how you'll mamish enjoy it. Just a kilu, it's the first time you're looking at it. Well, you know it so well that it's not like it's the first time looking at it. Let's be real. It's ain't soif of Torah. If you think you know it so well, you're just a bal gaiva. It's ain't soif. Torah is ain't soif. So what is this 100 and 101 times? The Arizal says that the Sar, the Malach, that rules over Shichcha, forgetfulness, is the Mem Samach. We're all used to the Samach Mem, the Satan, the Samach Mem. The Mem Samach is a Malach that rules over forgetfulness, is Shichcha. Our avoda is not to have no shichcha, to have no forgetfulness. Shichcha was brought on through what? The breaking of the luchos, the chet egel. Mem samach is gematria how much? 100. So 100 connects to shichcha, and still forget it. It's when I override that, I go above that I'm going to remember. Now we still have to understand what that means. These are just ideas. The Arizal, the Chassam Sofer says that's Amalek. Amalek is Amal Kuf. Toil over the Kuf. Toil over the 100. Amalek is Amal Kuf. I'm sorry. Amal is just Amal Kuf. It's when you only toil 100, it's Amalek. We have to go above that. We have to defeat Amalek. That's 101. Amal Kuf is Amalek. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. The Tanya explain. I meant to bring the Tanya. You know, run and get the Tanya. You know, my Tanya's blue on the back, on the right. See if you get it. See what the Tanya talks about this Gemara and Chagiga. The Tanya talks about this Gemara and Chagiga, and what it means. Ein adom misha perko meyapam lumeyam ve'achar. What it means not to learn something. The difference between 100 and 101. It's the difference between learning and learning. It's the difference between learning something that's ultimately going to have shichacha, that's going to have forgetfulness, because mem samach is 100. Learning that's amal kuf, that's only on an amalek dik level. And learning that mamish you're going to remember and become part of you. Now mamish, I don't know if necessarily in this day and age, those numbers are exact. Those numbers might not be exact. But I'll tell you what the Tanya says. We should rather forget it if you don't feel it. You can't find it. I'll tell you what the Tanya says. The Tanya explains that in that time in the Gemara, you'll see, if I'm not mistaken, it's Perek Tezvav in the Tanya. We'll bring it out after. The Tanya explains that it used to be that 100 times was the normal time that they'd chazish through a Gemara. 100 was normal. Okay, that's not our derech anymore, whatever it is. It used to be that mamish 100 times is normal. So what was 1 and 1? 1 was going above Teva. 101 was I'm going above. I'm being, that's real toil, real effort. 100 was normal. 101 means I'm going above and beyond. It means I'm putting my all into it. I'm putting real amelus into it. And that's when you can remember it. When you just are normal, when you just learn and go through, which is beautiful and wonderful, but without my all, then the shechacha. That's 100 times. 101 means I go above and beyond. I go the extra mile. It means I stay in the base medrash the extra 15 minutes at night when everyone else is leaving. Seder's over at 10 and most guys leave. I stay till 10:15. Or most guys stay another 45 minutes. I stay till 11:15. Whatever it is, chveis nisht. Or for me, forget about most guys. I don't know why I even said that. For you, you go above for you. Wherever you're holding, you go above for you. That's the 101. The 101 is when you will go above the norm. And then that's when you'll remember it. That's when it will be part of you. Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the luchos to save us. So this is that parsha, and he was left out of the parsha for that reason as a schar. I don't want you to be embarrassed by the big tikkun. I'm going to reward you for all you did and keep you out of this parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, you fought me out, but I also destroyed the luchos. I want to teach you how to have, to remember. So how many psukim are in this week's parsha? 101, to be meramis to that. 101 psukim are in this week's parsha, which is the gematria of the miloy of Moshe, the depth of Moshe, mem, yud, nun, aleph, the letters that are hidden in Moshe. And this is the avoda. And that's Michal, which is gematria 101, which is this Michal Sar HaGadol. We'll get back. I know we have to explain Mordechai still, but we'll get there in a moment. That's what you see as well in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tzadi Tess on the days. Gemara is talking about Amelus. Kol Adam La'amel Nivra. We're all created to be Amel. Has it no? We own the Pasuk. Shemar ki Adam La'amel Yulad. Ain Yudeim La'amel Pe Nivra Im La'amel Malacha Nivra. Wait a minute. But was I created to toil and work? Work and stay in my office till 12 o'clock at night? And make millions and millions of dollars because I put in more Amelus? Or was I created La'amel Pe to sit and learn and daven? Of course, I actually need a job to earn Parnasa Vada, but where should my Ikar Amelus be? Where should my toil be? Where should my effort be? Where should my above and beyond be? Kishu Omer ki Akef Alav Pihu Havi Omer La'amel Pe Nivra. But then the Pasuk says, because I saddled on him his mouth, meaning that's the Amelus, should be with his mouth. The Amelus should be with our mouth, which is our Torah, which is our Tefillah. That's where we go above and beyond. If you look, what's the Gematria of Akef? Gematria Aleph Kuf Pei 101. What's Gematria of Piu Pei Yud Hei Vav 101? Everything Meramis, because that's what 101 represents. 101 is representing that Amelus, representing that Amelus. Why is it that Amelus, that effort above and beyond, is going to cause us to remember? The Shichacha is Mem Samach. You know why? Now listen, I'm going to tell you why. I'll tell you not just why, where that strength could come from. Because where's the koyach that I'm going to be the person that goes above and beyond in my learning? And my whole life. When I'm single, when I'm married, we have a chasen baruch Hashem, shetayva, when I'm married, my whole life I have a melus. I go above and beyond. Above and beyond is not a amount, again, here it is, the amount of times that Tanya is saying is a derech, just teaching us a derech. And it's not how many hours, everybody that's different for. Some people that above and beyond is an hour a day. Some people it's 6 hours a day. Everybody is different. You have to know yourself and what you're above and beyond is. But it's when you go above and beyond that you're going to have a remembrance. And that remembrance means I'm connected to it. You know, Chevra, Sunday is the Super Bowl. Some want to say you didn't know that. Don't lie. But anyways, Lamaisa. You know, think sports. I remember as a kid, I could still tell you like every moment of certain games and stats and you know, Mamish, play by play. I could give you play-by-play in Game 6 of the 96 World Series. It was right there in the stadium when the Yankees won it all, and every little detail. I'm Amish, tell you, the bat, and John Wetland had four saves in the series, and I'm Amish, every little thing, and Charlie Hayes, the final catch and the final out. You question why Charlie Hayes, Wade Boggs was the third baseman. They brought him in for defense, whatever, Lamaisa. I can tell you every detail. Remember it like yesterday. I didn't go over that 101 times. I watched that game one day in my life. I can tell you, not to push it, what got him to where he got him, but I was a major Magic Johnson fan. Loved Magic Johnson. He's my favorite player. When I was in my elementary school, teenage years, and the year when he came out and announced, the beginning of the year, it was on my birthday. It was like that he announced he was HIV positive. It was on my birthday, November 7th. It was Chorban that year. We didn't celebrate that year. And he announced, and but then he was, Chever might know that he was voted into the All-Star game. Because he was already on the All-Star ballot. They were about to start the season. And they voted him in, and they let him play in the All-Star game, even though they didn't play in the season. Then he came back, played a few games, but Lemaisa, his career was over. And he played in the All-Star game, and it was like, oh, he's going to play his All-Star game, his final game. And it's an All-Star game, but he played the most incredible game ever. I can still tell you every stat. He had 16 points in the first half, 9 points in the second half. He had 0 assists in the first half, even though he retired after 12 seasons, the assist leader of all time. He had 9 assists in the second half. And I can tell you play by play. If I watch the game, I can announce it with the announcer. Mamish, I'm telling you. At least the last 5 minutes were incredible. He didn't take a 3 the whole game. At the end of the game, he takes a 3 with a few minutes left. Then next play down, takes another 3, hits both of them. And then the last play, they have the ball like with 30 seconds left. And he, with like the shot clock going down, and he takes his fadeaway 3, and he hits another 3 in a row. They stop the game. They didn't even play the last 13 seconds of the game. They just stopped the game. Because it was just too incredible. He hit all 3 threes in a row at the end like that. It was Lemaisa. I can tell you play by play. Why? Because it was chashiv to me. And when something's chashiv to you, you remember it. If Torah is chashiv to us, if Torah is our life, if Torah is everything that I want, if Torah is, so then what? I'm going to remember it. And what shows that it's chashiv to me, as well as what builds the chashivas in it, going above and beyond. If it's chashiv to me, I'm going above, not just to be yoytze zayin, shkoyach, I know I'm supposed to learn Torah, check, I learned Torah today. It's chashiv to me. It's chashivas. So then I'm going to remember it. I'm going to go 101, and I'm going to remember the Torah. But that as well as the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. What makes Torah chashiv to me? What makes Torah chashiv to me? And don't ever forget this Torah. This is the most important Torah we've said tonight, and maybe all year, and maybe all 15 years we've been giving shir. Look, perfect timing, Ben. You walked in for we just said the most important Torah I'm about to say that for 15 years. I've shared this Torah before. Maybe you've heard it. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I shared it. The Torah of the Baal Shem. He gives another pshat different than the Tanya. And this pshat is the key to the Tanya and everything we're saying tonight. Which is, well again, on the Gemara and Chagiga, Daf Yomi, as we speak, Rabbi Stefanski's going 11 minutes already. He's Mamish, and we're on Daf Tes. So the Gemara says, Eino Doma Mishashana Parko Mea Pam Lamea Ve'echad. You can't compare 100 to 101. So we had the Tanya already. On what pshat, this crazy Gemara, really 100, 101 times makes a difference? One time makes a difference? You know what the Baal Shem Tov says, pshat is? Hey, look, Baal Shem Tov says, Me'a ve'echad doesn't mean 101 times. It means the same 100 times, ve'echad, and the one, the only one, and the Rabbona Shalom. If you're learning Torah, and Torah is just an intellectual pursuit, if you're learning Torah and you're just doing it because my Rebbe told me I should learn, and his Rebbe told me I should learn, and because I'm in the system, and because I think it's good for a shidduch, and because I have nothing else I'd rather be doing with my life, whatever the reason might be, it's still learning Torah. I'm not saying you don't get tzchar, and it's good, mitoch shalosh v'arba'al shema. But if you're not learning Torah and you're connecting to the one above, if you're not learning Torah and you're understanding that every time I learn Torah, I'm giving the Rabbona Shem a hug. If you're not learning Torah, knowing that there's not just a Nasan HaTorah, but there's a Noisin HaTorah, he's giving you the Torah that day. And you're connecting, and as the Nefesh HaChaim says, you're literally learning with him. And you're getting to know him better. And you're getting to connect to Hashem, and Mekusher to Hashem. And every time I open my Gemara, I'm going out, as my Rebbe Reb Lachman used to say, I'm going on a date with the Rabbona Shem. That's what Reb Bachman used to tell us. You want to go on a date with God? Go learn some Gemara. A date with God. I'm taking God out on a date. Other dates are exciting and nice and wonderful, and you got to plan all different types of things. Here, you want to take God out on a date? Just open up your Gemara. And you understand that. You can't compare a person that learns 100 times and learns and learns and learns to the person who learns Mea Ve'echad and has the Ribbono Shel Olam by his side and knows that he's learning with the Eibishter and knows that it's all that connect to Hashem. And when you know that, it's chashiv to you. Then I want it. Why? Because that's the avodah of life, to connect to Hashem. It's chashiv. It's chashiv to me. It's my life. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what he wants to give us. Moshe didn't want to just give us Torah. He wanted to give us a Torah that's chashiv to us. And if it's chashiv, it's 101. And therefore, there are 101 psukim in this week's parasha, which we said tonight is the deepest depth of Moshe Rabbeinu, because it's a parasha without his name in it, because that's the deepest depth of who he is. That's his neshama. There's no guf even. Because 101 is that number that's one in the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is chashivus, and 101 is when I'm going to go above and beyond, like the Tanya says. And 101 will get rid of the shichacha that Moshe had to bring into the world to save us. What's the connection we said at the beginning between Moshe and Mordechai? Moshe brought all that chashivas with Torah Beksav. But we know by Megillus Esther, we know it says, Kimu v'kibla yudim kimu mashakiblu kvar, that there was a second Kabbalah Torah, Shabbos Beches. What was that second Kabbalah Torah on? Look at the Medrash Tanchuma in Noach Os Gimel. It was specifically on Torah Beksav. Torah Beksav we already accepted b'simcha and b'ava b'ratzon. Kavlam Harkigigas was on, and being forced to accept the Torah was on Torah Shabbat Peh, because Torah Shabbat Peh is hard. Torah Shabbat Peh is difficult. Torah Shabbat Peh was Mekabel B'Avu B'Simcha with Chashivas by Purim. And who was the one that brought us that? It was Mordechai. Moshe was the one who gave us all of this in Torah Shabbat Ksav. Mordechai was the one that gave it in Torah Shabbat Peh. Shemen Zayas Zoch. Shemen Zayas Zoch, we said, is Gematria Shin Zayin Zayin, is what Mordechai Yehudi. 314. It's Shem and Zay, but it's Zoch. Zoch, how many? What's Zoch in the Gematria? 27. We said last week already, 27 represents all the Oisias that make up the Torah. 22 letters with all the Soifits, with all the Endas. Because that's what it's all about. And that's what the Parsha is beginning. That's what the Parsha is telling us. V'atot tzaves b'nei Yisrael. What are we commanded? V'yikhu elecha, bring to you, you Moshe Rabbeinu. You Moshe brought us Torah Beksav. Shemen Zayas Zoch, Rashi Tevos Kamatra Mordechai Yehudi, you and Mordechai Yehudi. This Torah, Shemen's compared to Torah. That Zoch with the Oisius. That's Kostas Lamir, but it comes through Kostas Lamir and it's crushed. It's Amelus. It's hard work. It has to be with Amelus the 101 times. Then La'alos Ner Tamid, then it's going to be forever. You're going to remember it. La'alos Ner Tamid, Tamid, it's not going to be something you forget. Because I put my all in, I remember it. Torah Beksav, Torah Shabbat Peh. Mordechai is bringing us the Torah Shabbat Peh. You know how many times Mordechai is found in Tanakh? You know how many times? In all of Tanakh? 60 times. 58 in Megillah Esther, once in Ezra, once in Nehemiah. We brought down many Sfarim, we brought down already in the Zohar that there are 60 Masechtas. It depends how you bring them together. How you look at them, the 60 Masechtas. Mordechai is 60 times. If you look in Megillas Esther, there's 6 times Yehudim is spelled with an extra yud, with 2 yuds. 6 times those extra yuds is 60 again. 60 again. And that's also the big deal about the Tabat, about the ring. The Megillah, Gemara Megillah, Daf Yudalot said that the ring that was given, Mamish had more koyach than all the Nevi'im. A ring is the letter Samach. The ring that was given to Haman that brought us back to Tshuva that was given to Mordechai. Again, all these allusions to Samach is 60 Masechtas. Because that's the walk away. The walk away from the Chashivas of Purim, the walk away from Mordechai is to rededicate ourselves to Torah, which is rededicating ourselves to Hashem with Chashivas, with excitement. And that will do away with all Shechacha, with all forgetfulness. Because when I love it, I'm not going to forget it. And if I love it, I'm going to put my all into it. You know, I remember my Rebbe, Ratzon Tzvi, Zecher Tzadik Lishvracha. Ratzon Tzvi is everything we're talking about tonight. Ratzon Tzvi, he felt bad in one thing. He felt bad that he never felt that he was truly Amal B'Tayra. Ratzon Tzvi, he never felt that he was truly Amal B'Tayra. He learned like 18-hour days literally, Mamish. Mamish's Amelus was legendary. The stories of his Amelus was legendary. You know, Erev Pesach, it was like 10 hours of learning from morning to night. It was Shabbos Kodesh all day. But he said he always felt, it was so sweet and such simcha to him that he never felt like it was a melus. There was nothing else he wanted to do. But that's one and the same. That's what it should be. And that's when we love it. That's why he went above and beyond. That's why he made miracles happen. From Nadi in Ida Crown become Gadda Adar Rashiva the Mir. Through that Amelus. That he didn't realize was Amelus. He knew it. But he meant it. That it was Nechamadim Yizavim Pazarav Mesukim Yidvash. There's nothing sweeter. There's nothing more important. It's our life. I've read this story before, but I was just thinking about it. Just to end. When Moshe Brookman arrived at Auschwitz, he was immediately ushered into a room, stripped of his clothing and his dignity, shorn like a sheep and given a flimsy inmate suit to wear. He and the others were then hosed down and forced to put on their clothing while still dripping wet. They would periodically undergo this indignity. Moshe worked near the train tracks in Auschwitz. His flimsy tunic did not warm him on a cool day. It was insufficient on the winter days when temperatures were always below zero. The only slight comfort would be at night when the prisoners would lie next to each other and be warmed by each other's body heat. One particularly cold day, Moshe and the others were close to freezing to death. That night, he lay down on his bed, a slab of concrete, along with others, and he tried to somehow warm themselves. The fellow next to Moshe heard him whispering, but could not understand what Moshe was saying. He finally asked, and Moshe told him that he was repeating the Shakla Vitaria of Mesechtas Beitza. The man was shocked. Now, here, in Auschwitz, as your life is hanging in balance and you're trying to stay conscious instead of succumbing to hypothermia, this is when you're learning? Moshe explained, I have kvias to learn Mesechtas Beitza every night. Been doing it since the war began. I always make sure that I'm kaveh yitim Torah, and this is my time for kvias. Rechiel Spiro, he writes, Moshe understood that the key to survival did not lie in the clothing he wear, but in the warmth of the Torah he learned. He knew that there was one thing and one thing only that can protect us from danger, and that is Torah. In a world of chaos, he still maintained his kvias for learning. This was not a daf yomi shir he tended every morning with a thermos of hot coffee. It was not a blotch here in a shtiebel and bar park of Flappish. So learning was done while lying in a frozen slab of concrete with no clothing to warm him, half-starved and totally weak in Auschwitz. But Torah was precious to him, and he was not going to forsake it for a moment. Let Torah be chashiv to us. You know why Torah should be chashiv to us? Because the Rebbeinu Shlom is chashiv to us. And that's the deepest way to connect to Hashem, and don't forget it. Think about it every time we learn. Imagine if every time we learned, it took 2 seconds, 3 seconds, and you said to yourself, I'm about to hug Hashem. He said to yourself, "Ein odoyim mei pamul lemei of echad," like the Baal Shem, and then you'll do the echad of the Baal Tanya Bezer Hashem. And with that chashivus of Torah, we're not going to forget because it's so special to us. And even if we maybe forget some ideas to be able to tell over, our heart's not going to forget. Our neshama is not going to forget. It leaves a roishim. It's going to be chak. It's going to be luchos that are chak that are charis, and then we'll be a walking sefer Torah. We'll be walking with everything we're learning, with everything we're growing. Until we're zeichet Hashem, we'll be metaking all of the chatam, and therefore there'll be no need for shichcha anymore. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the gula shleima of Mishnah Kenu from here.